Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers takes first base on ball four. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive towards short. Boudreaux reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry scores. Newhouser moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mullen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Papish now pitching. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Newhouser bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. Lake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry scores. Lake moves to second. It's 7-0, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evers strikes out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papish fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Tresh now catching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby who is chasing the ball. Callaway reaches third base with a triple. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Callaway scores. It's 8-0. Tigers. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone pinch runs for Lou Boudreau. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Boone for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone now playing shortstop. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mullen moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mullen moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Mullen scores. Wirtz moves to third. Evers moves to second. It's 9-0, Tigers. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to home to get Wirtz. Evers moves to third. Robinson moves to second. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evers scores. 2 outs. It's 10-0, Tigers. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Papish covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon strikes out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Avila now playing second base. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Frank Papish. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.